This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I'm not calling for the Giants to be fancy like the Yankees and the Dodgers. You don't need to be fancy. But, you know, oddly, as I sit here and make this about Bob Melvin, in a way, it's kind of not about Bob Melvin. I do wish Bob had done something different in that moment. In fact, I'd almost sort of ask him to, dude, follow your own gut. Your gut told you this dude ain't getting a hit. This dude ain't hitting a fly ball. Great. Grab somebody off the bench who you think will. You think Luis Matos will hit a fly ball? Do you? Then put him up there. But instead, he sent him up there and then admitted the second that he got here, this guy can't get a hit. And that is partially Bob's fault, maybe for not following his own gut. And it is also a larger failure of the organization for having people holding roster spots who you don't think can hit a medium deep fly ball in a baseball game at a leveraged moment. I don't understand that. You've got multiple farm system teams down there. If that's how you feel about some of your guys, try someone else. Maybe they won't be any good either, but let's take a look.
Sure, sure.
Let's take a look.
Luciano's interesting, and Eldridge is probably a September call-up. Yeah. It feels more and more likely where he's still trying to figure out first base, but Encarnacion coming back hopefully in the next week. So
that'll help too.
There is some help on the horizon, but for me, I'm looking at it at a little bit more of a 30,000-foot view, which is organizationally, you've had a very difficult time drafting, finding, locating hitters. And this goes back many, many years. And yeah, Posey and Pablo Sandoval, and we can all find examples of hitters. And now Elliot Ramos, a guy that you drafted, you located, and he's turned out to be a really good hitter. But beyond that, why have you had such a struggle organizationally finding position players who can hit?
It's a fair question, although I'll tell you where my mind goes when you ask that. I do think that one of the larger issues baseball faces right now that we don't talk about, you know, they're out here doing, how about the pitch clock? And we need to speed this up, and then let's get rid of the shift so that we can have more base hits and all this. It's too hard to hit now. That's all. And I don't know what the hell the fix is. You can't tell people to stop throwing so damn hard. It's too hard to hit. And that's not a whining Giants fan. I looked it up and I texted it to you guys.
No, I love this.
Do you
feel like you're stealing my deep dive a little bit?
Since 1917, the four seasons that had the lowest number of average hits per game per team are all in the last 5 years.
It's wild.
Okay?
Hits per game.
Hits per game per team, the absolute lowest they've ever been since 1917 are 2020, 2021, 2022, and 2025. There's your answer. That's like, it's too hard to hit. It's too hard to hit. And I do know, like, the baseball is, it's much more complicated in terms of how to fix it, but don't act like all the sports haven't dealt with this. The issue is that the other sports had much easier fixes. Look at the NFL. Well, that's the end of touching the quarterback. Not allowed to touch him anymore. And oh, by the way, everything is a penalty if you're on defense. Cool. Now everybody's still scoring 30 points a game. Now go to hockey, and they changed the rules there. Go to basketball. You watch a game in the 80s and tell me if the rules are different defensively. You can't even grab anybody anymore. Plus, all the offensive players have learned how to make it look like people are still grabbing them even when they're not grabbing them. And so offense reigns. When sports runs into a situation where the offense is having a hard time, they change the rules. That's the way it has always been. But I don't know how you do it in baseball. Nobody wants to shove the mound out towards second base.
You could lower it.
You could lower
which
it.
Which is what they did when Bob Gibson, and I don't have the exact number, but his ERA was about 1.3. And after that year where, same thing, nobody could really hit, they decided to lower the mound 3 or 4 inches, and that helped solve the problem. And you also can make rules to where, and I heard this from somebody nationally, it might have been Tim Kirkchin or Buster Olney, but if your starting pitcher doesn't go 5 innings, you lose your DH. So now your pitcher has to hit, which I know doesn't help the offense, but it would incentivize teams to at least make your pitcher actually pitch.
I think it does help offense, because if somebody doesn't have their stuff or they wear out, too bad.
Right. You got a choice to make at that point.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, obviously you need to protect people. Somebody's pitch count is up at 120, you're not going to be like, well, sorry, kid, keep on hucking. You know what I mean? But yeah, like, you may need to get creative like that.
Sure.
It's too hard to hit.
Right.
And I know people will have no problem for the Dodgers and Yankees. Right. Okay. If you have the absolute best player in the game, then you can do it. But if you don't have Aaron Judge or Shohei Ohtani, it's really hard to produce runs. And because of baseball structure where you don't have a salary cap, and therefore you do have teams, team A will spend $220 million on their payroll, and team B will spend 50. Because you have that, then this is the way it's always going to be. You're going to have maybe a couple teams. Like right now, I look at the Dodgers, I look at the Phillies, I look at the Yankees, and that's kind of about it. Maybe
the
Cubs this year. Like, those teams have lineups where you're like, this is exciting. Like, and we could be down 6-3, and this is still a game. Like, we could uncork something at any moment. But the rest of baseball doesn't look like that. You know, you guys watch the Giants. Keep in mind, half the league scores even less than them.
Yeah.
It's insanity how hard it is to hit. And when you fall behind, as a fan, you're like, well, that's the end of that. That's probably the end of that.
And it's an interesting thing, because it's not so much that it's hard to hit. It is hard to hit, but what analytics have taught us is the home run is what you're all trying to do. And so most of the time, batters are not trying to get a hit. They're trying to get a home run. And that's where, you know, hitting is hard. And so if hitting's hard, then you're better off swinging as hard as you can to try to run into one and get a home run, as opposed to, you know, slapping one the other way. There are very few hitters in baseball who actually try to hit. Most hitters are trying to slug. And that's where, you know, I think baseball has kind of evolved into that. And you're mentioning the Dodgers. They lead baseball in batting average at .264. And I just pulled up 1995 as a pre-steroid year to look at. 264 would have been 16th in baseball.
There you go.
Below league average.
Right.
So most of the time now, batters aren't trying to just get a hit. They're trying to get a home run.
Yeah. Yeah. Although certain teams, it's interesting, because I think that, you know, if we're going to talk about the Giants, they have at least pushed a little bit against that idea of, you know, I'm not saying that they've given up on analytics. Nobody does that anymore. But they're not structuring their roster anymore with the Jock Peterson type where it's like, yeah, just come in, swing for the bay. If you don't get it and you strike out, that's fine. Willy Adames is first at bat today. Okay, first at bat. The umpire strike zone was a little wonky. It was big. And so, and for both teams, it was big. So a lot of guys were getting called strikes on things that looked a little outside the zone. Chapman had doubled and he's at second base. And Adames goes down like 0-2 or 1-2 because of some questionable calls. And then he gets a fastball right out on the outside corner and he just reaches for it. And he pokes a little ground ball to second base. Pokes a little ground ball to second base. Throw him out. Chapman goes to third. Guess what? He scored on the next batter and Adames was getting all kinds of high fives in the dugout because it was a situational baseball play. And Buster Posey's Giants are pushing in that direction. They're trying to do that. But then think of what happens in both the fourth and the eighth innings today. You've got tailor-made situational baseball moments that are presented to you, and the manager seems to believe that the people he has coming up to the plate are wholly incapable of pulling off situational baseball. So he starts shucking and jiving, and we're bunting and moving people over, and we're trying to do safety squeezes in the eighth inning and all of this stuff. That just can't be. You can't have it both ways. You can't be a situational baseball team and then have people in the lineup who you just clearly don't even believe are going to get the bat on the ball. You can't do this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You need to have hitters who can, like you're saying, situationally make the right play. And, you know, you got second and third with nobody out. Can you find somebody who can make contact and hit a fly ball? I would hope so. And yet you're in a spot where you don't have the faith in your own lineup. And so you try to bunt. That is unacceptable. And I blame Bob Melvin a little bit, but for me, it's more of a roster and an organizational issue where you don't have enough legitimate hitters. And, you know, you mentioned costs and, you know, you pinch hit Bailey, who comes in, and Bailey's had a horrific year at the plate, and that's who you're going to go to as a pinch hitter. So for me, it's, yeah, Bob Melvin, you shouldn't be bunting. I get that, but it's more of a roster issue for me.
Yeah, and look, I don't know what to do about Bailey. You know, this is kind of the way catchers are in Major League Baseball now. If you've got one who can be phenomenal defensively and kind of be the anchor of the leader of the pitching staff, if you will, then you take what you take offensively. To pinch hit him there, I get at least what Bob was thinking. A, it's catcher for catcher, and B, it's also, I guess, the only left-handed bat that you've got on the bench. So you go to your left-handed bat against a right-handed pitcher. But he goes up there and he's out in one pitch, and then you will never be able to explain to me what happens next. Where Christian Cost, and who, by the way, if you wanted a left-handed hitter there, you want to know what his name is? He plays for Sacramento. He's starting at second base for them tonight. It's Brett Wisely. That's who Christian Cost beat out in spring training. And I'm not going to gravy train that. I'm not going to cherry pick it like Brett Wisely. Who cares about Brett Wisely? But again, this isn't my opinion. I'm saying that it's theirs. If that's how you feel about Christian Cost, then send him down and bring up Brett Wisely. If that's your opinion of him, that's the only strategic opinion I can take from that. Your opinion clearly is, well, this guy can't put the ball in play. Well, then send him down. That's what the minor leagues are for.
Right.
Where you go find your swing. If you did, like, why is he even starting? Why is he out there? Does Tyler Fitzgerald at 20 some odd years old, does he need a day off? Because it's a day game after a night game. Over there at second base, what's he doing out there if you don't think he can hit? I don't understand. I don't know. That one got to me today.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. And I could see it on the thread as I'm driving in, and I've got my phone connected to my car. And so every time a text comes in, it goes beep, beep, beep. And my, you know, I'm listening to the game on the way in, and my phone is beep, 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 beep. And I'm not checking the text because I don't do that when I'm driving. And I finally get to the destination. I look, and there's like 17 messages, and it's, you know, you with an oh my God and, you know, Grandy weighing in and Lucas and everything. And it's like, yeah, that's really, really bad. And, you know, I don't know what the fix is for the Giants other than finding guys who can actually hit. And we all are waiting on Bryce. And that's the problem is we're hoping that a, 21-year-old? We're hoping that this guy can come in and be, you know, the guy who's going to hit 40 home runs and change the fortunes of everyone.
Which is, by the way, he's 20.
He's not even 21.
He's freaking 20. This guy can't buy beer and we're out here like, come on.
Hurry up.
You can be here sometime soon. Yep. Like, you can't run baseball teams that way.
No.
You can't do that.
Even Elliot Ramos, right? Yeah, he's having a great year and he was good last year.
He's an all-star.
He's been in the organization for 7 years.
Exactly. He predates Farhan, as we learned yesterday. Yeah. Farhan or not?
Yep.
The answer's not. But I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that to Bryce Eldridge, and I'm not going to do that to the Giants. It's too early. You can be excited about him. That's fine. But he ain't the savior. Good Lord. We're not doing that to a 20-year-old kid. If you've been around baseball enough, you know damn well he may or may not work out. And even if he does, that's going to take a minute. I'm not going to just rely on him to come in and anchor this order. So I look at it a little bit differently. The Giants play at Oracle Park. I don't need them to be some sort of offensive powerhouse. They weren't when they won World Series. So I get it. Buster, build this thing in your shadow. That's what I want. And I think Bob Melvin is a phenomenal manager. And I think he's a very smart guy. But I just think he told on some of his players today. And I did, like, at no point in a big league season can you have somebody literally starting in your lineup who you then believe that in a leverage situation, I don't even think he's capable of, like, a lazy 225-foot fly ball. If you're not capable of that, then you can't be in the big leagues. That is an unthinkable way to go about that situation. If you want to do it once because you thought maybe we're going to surprise everybody, this out. Okay, then to turn around and do it again on the second pitch and basically just hand this kid an 0-2 count against an elite closer, there's no way that does not speak volumes into the Giants' current situation. And that's just not, it's just not okay. You can't have that on the roster.
No, but unfortunately, that's what you have. And, you know, Brett Wisely, would he be different? And Encarnacion, when he gets healthy in the next week or so, could he be somebody who makes an impact? Sure. Bottom line for me is you don't have enough actual major league hitters on your team. And put aside Willy Adames, who, you know, is starting to maybe show signs of being less than atrocious, and Chapman with 3 hits today. If your big money guys aren't doing it, then the bottom of the lineup guys, if you're relying on Koss and Bailey, if you're really relying on these guys to make contributions, then you're probably in a bad spot anyway. So it's not only the fact that you don't have enough good hitters, the good hitters that you think you have aren't playing well enough.
Right, right. No, and that's the side that I think as a fan you're willing to somewhat accept. We know there are ebbs and flows of baseball, and we know there are slow starts and there are winning streaks and losing streaks, and there's always a couple series on the road every year where you're like, you know, even in the good years, you get to the end and you look back and you remember how ticked off I was when they went to Miami,
right?
And they lost 2-3 and they were up 8-3 and they blew that. Like, there's always that stuff. And so hopefully you get to the end of the year and you look back on Game 3 at Detroit when I sat in my house on my own at 10 in the morning and made some unhealthy food and thought this is going to be fun. And Elliot Ramos homered and they're up 3-0.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And then Buntgate happened. Like, maybe that'll be the way we look back on it. I'm not worried right now about Willie Adames. Like, that's your shortstop. And you're going to ride or die there and $181 million and all of that. But if you, on the bottom end of your roster, have people there who you firmly believe are incapable of a fly ball in a situation like that, then you have two options. One of them is to send him to the minor leagues. And the other one is, if you really don't feel like you have another option and you're really going to be stubborn about it, then you have got to pinch hit for him in that situation. That was the whole series. That was your whole road trip. That was like the flight to Miami, and everybody's morale was all basically on that eighth inning. And to send somebody out there with a wet newspaper is crazy to me.
Yeah, it's crazy. And, you know, you look at that game where you're up 3-0, and with the best bullpen in baseball, that's a game that you should win. And I know things got a little bit sideways, and the Tigers get up 4-3. Okay, fine. Go out there and score another run. And your text to the team thread was hilarious, putting it at plus 15 billion,
$15 billion.
That they would score again. Just one more point about your talk about how hard it is to hit. I was looking at when they lowered the mound, and it was 1968. Bob Gibson with a 1.12 ERA. And one reason why they did lower it is because seven teams that year hit 230 or lower. And I look at this year, the Giants are hitting 230. So are the Guardians. And there are five teams below them in just batting average. So you've got seven teams that are hitting 230 or lower. And back then, there were seven teams hitting 230 or lower.
And the Giants and Guardians are both well over 500 and good teams.
Right. Even though they're hitting 230. And batting average, I know, is different than it used to be in 1968.
But I mean, just think about the larger view of that. Like, think about all the sports that we may watch. It's very rare that any leagues allow the fun part of the sport to get harder. You know, sometimes they'll do it if things are getting too easy, Tiger-proof Augusta, whatever. Everybody's just hitting the ball 350 now. Now we need a bigger plot of land because it's getting a little bit too easy. But, like, outside of the U.S. Open, which is coming here soon, and the rough is 10 feet high, and the USGA gets off on the idea of people shooting plus 10 and they think it's fun. Like, okay, outside of that, the visual aspect of your sport matters. It matters, and we don't allow the fun stuff to get harder. Every time you see that in sports, bang, rule change immediately.
Yeah, and there has
like,
to be.
And I'm not here with a solution today. Well, I don't have the solution, but it's too hard to hit.
The mound went from 15 inches high to 10 in 1968. You could drop that thing down to 7 or 8. Pitchers wouldn't have the same amount of leverage to be able to throw 104, 105. The Tigers struck out 16 times today. They only had 24 outs because they didn't bat in the ninth. So only 8 times did they hit the ball, and the Giants got them out that way, which I'm all for pitching and, you know, dominance and all the rest of it. But when you go to a baseball game, it's fun to see somebody hit it and watch guys try to catch it with their glove.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.